This is Be the Story, Spotlight. Whatever happened to Zorro? I think I may have seen him on a spaceship, a Firefly-class cargo ship called Serenity. And there was even an episode with a sword fight. Zorro was not just a guy with a cape and a mask. Zorro was the great righter of wrongs, the prototypical American hero. He who fights for the poor and downtrodden, those too weak to fight for themselves, against those who had power and were not afraid to abuse it. Firefly is both a space opera and a western, with a spiritual side, and it includes the essences of our favorite heroes, from the A-Team to Zorro, and everyone in between. Originally marketed as a sci-fi comedy, Firefly does have some funny moments, but really it is a serial drama, in the spirit of Babylon 5, with a deep, engaging, complex storyline, and a whole heck of a lot of character. It tells the story of 9 people trying to live their lives, just trying to make ends meet. This is one of those few series in which it is difficult to pick the best episodes, because every episode is so good as to be a classic. To get the most from the story, watch the episodes in the correct story order, which unfortunately was not the order in which the episodes were originally aired. Also note, as an aside, the Firefly DVD set includes all 14 of the produced episodes, not just the 12 that made it to television. Despite its short run and premature cancellation, Joss Whedon created in Firefly the very definition of enthralling and engrossing. Firefly was one of the most innovative series of 2002 in terms of its writing, its cinematography, its music, even its vibrant and diverse setting, which crosses cultural boundaries. A major story throughout Firefly is that of River, a 17-year-old girl, subjected without her consent to invasive brain surgery by an autocratic government, leaving her disturbed, yet with powers unknown to Serenity's crew. The 2005 movie Serenity, just recently released on DVD, continues her story. River has to come to terms with her new powers, seeking the cause of her dementia. In the process, the Serenity crew must face the most horrifying supervillain yet. Serenity does not capture all of the charm of the original series, Firefly. It's primarily a sci-fi action flick. With so much ongoing intensity, it's difficult to observe all the character interactions, but there is enough character interaction there to make rewatching it worthwhile, especially in the light of the Firefly episodes. At a few points, the plot did become a wee bit James Bondy. I mean, if you actually intended to kill the villain, you should have blown his head off. If you didn't blow his head off, you shouldn't be surprised that as soon as you turn your back, he's on you like a reaver. It's also a little unclear who the real hero of Serenity is, but I guess the story is involved enough for there to be 2 heroes. Already cult classics, Firefly and Serenity have enough in them to appeal to a diverse audience. One other note, on Friday, January 6th, the Sci-Fi Channel will be running an all-day marathon of Firefly episodes in the correct story order. That starts Friday, January 6th at 8 a.m. on the Sci-Fi Channel. Find more information on all of these at BeTheStory.com, as well as discussion and other blog entries. And don't forget to download a new episode of Be the Story this coming Monday. I'll see you then.